So how to build on your foundation? Well, there's three areas that generally don't get that much attention up front anyway from teachers or from students in general, because they're less glamorous than the other topics, and they are fretboard knowledge, ear training, and technique. All right, let me go into each one real quick. Fretboard knowledge is how the whole fretboard is laid out. It's like the theory of how, you know, there is a system to how the notes are laid out, and the unveiling of that system will vary from one teacher to the next. But how you see the whole neck and how it interrelates is a way of really solidifying the progress you've made so far. And it's the reason I say it's not a glamorous topic is because, you know, if you go to a fretboard theory class, you may make some connections, but it's not like you're going to leave that class playing a new lick or a new riff or having some cool new, you know, chord that you can play or some kind of embellishment of a solo or whatever. You know what I mean? It doesn't yield immediate results, but fretboard knowledge is a very important way to build your foundation. The next one is ear training. I've talked about this many times. I have an article on, you know, why you should train your ear. I have several commuter audio CDs that you can listen to, just reminding you. You can always ask for those when you're listening to those. You can ask for more, and they're very valuable. I think right now there's 6 volumes of ear training. So if you're not listening to those, you're missing out. And it's free, part of your membership. So ear training can really help you in ways that you can't even conceive, most likely, even if you're more advanced, because to be able to just instantly recognize either a chord or a progression or an interval or a melody, to just like hear it once and then hours later, like when you're in a supermarket, I always use this example, you're in a supermarket and you hear a tune and you just know how the chord progression goes and you know how the melody goes, and like hours later, assuming you remember it, you just walk right up to the guitar and play it. Might not be in the exact key that the song was in. That's called perfect pitch. It might just be in relation to itself, which is called relative pitch, which is what I teach. All right, perfect pitch can be taught, but I don't have it, and therefore I don't teach it. And it's not necessary for making great music. But I'm digressing. Ear training is a way to build your foundation. The last one is technique. This is the third sort of non-glamorous way to build on your foundation. And it's not glamorous because whenever you do a technique thing in a lesson, it means that you have been either doing it wrong and I'm correcting you, or you've never done it before and you're being shown it for the first time. So therefore, it's going to be slow and, you know, it's not that easy. Technique things take a while to develop. You know, so they're less glamorous. So these three things, fretboard knowledge, ear training, and technique, are the ways to build your foundation, but they're not that glamorous. But now that you've had, you know, 7 months of music training with me and the school, then I'm inviting you to start to recognize the value of those things, and they will greatly help you, even though they're not glamorous right in the beginning. See what I mean? All right, moving on. In the next section, we're going to talk about establishing a customized repertoire.